So let's look at some beam patterns that we would get from antennas. If the spacing on the antenna is a half wavelength, then simple Butler matrix principles or simple Fourier transform beamformers will give us this type of response here. So here is a two-element array, which is relatively wide beam width. A four-element array would have a narrower beam width, and an eight-element array would have an even narrower beam width. If the spacing is a half wavelength, then there are no grating lobes within that beam pattern. But if we went to a wider spaced antenna, if, say, we put the antenna spaced 2 lambda apart, the elements 2 lambda apart, then these patterns would repeat in this sort of fashion here. And so by going to the wider spacing between the antennas, we get narrower beams, but we also have to put up with these other beam patterns which come in due to the aliasing that we have in the spatial domain. So we normally stick with the top one, which is the half wavelength spacing.